This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 23rd of February 2025. This is going to be a short one today. Now, on with the news.
Hello from the WAVHF Group Incorporated. Are there any amateurs out there with Dutch heritage or friends? This will interest you. Operations Manna and Chowhound. At the close of World War II, the Netherlands had been particularly hard hit by starvation. Lancaster bomber squadrons began to drop food relief packages as Operation Manna, in association with the American Operation Chowhound. The WAVHF group at Wireless Hill wants to commemorate this humanitarian food drop of 80 years ago. So this coming Anzac weekend, the 25th, 26th and 27th of April, use our special event call sign VK80MAN, that's Victor Kilo 80 Mike Alpha November. Worldwide, there are also GB80MAN and PH80MAN to listen out for. Look up those call signs on QRZ.com. There's some excellent information and pictures there. And for any more information, get in touch with Club Vice President Robert, VK6WHO, our champion for this event in VK. Those call signs again, VK80MAN, GB80MAN and PH80MAN. Thank you for listening to this contribution from the WAVHF Group Incorporated.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Have you ever come across a solution to a problem that you sort of knew you had, but didn't really appreciate until that moment? I had one of those recently. To set the scene, fair warning, we're not going to solve this today, we're still very much shaving yaks, but there's plenty to take away. So, the scene. I'm hosting my weekly net. It's going well. All the internet links are up and running again thanks to the hard work behind the scenes of several unsung heroes. I can name a few. Bob, Victor Kilo 6, Zulu Golf November, John, Victor Kilo 6, Romeo X-Ray, and Rob, Victor Kilo 6, Lima Delta. But there are plenty of others whom I don't know and who have yet to stick up their hand to say, I was there. Regardless, thank you. Anyway, I'm hosting my weekly net, F-Troop. A curious thing is occurring. Two of the stations are emitting a tone during their transmission. I'm pretty hot on how things sound, so I ask. We talk about it for a bit when Alan, Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Lima, comes in and tells us that, according to his spectrum analyzer, it's a 1 kHz tone with harmonics, and it's on all transmissions, just audible on two. This starts a conversation about spectrum analyzers when Alan mentions that he's using an audio spectrum analyzer, a piece of software running on his computer. The software has a copyright from 1999 and, based on the documentation I saw, has lots of excellent functionality. I might even be able to run it on a Linux machine using Wine, but that's an adventure for another day. Randall, Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Romeo, points out that I could use the spectrum display on Audacity. This is a much more current piece of software, but it's not intended for real-time use. It's what I use to edit the audio after recording my podcast. Not even sure if the spectrum display can show during recording. I've never tried. In the past, I've used SOX, the Swiss Army knife of sound processing, to create sonograms. But that, too, isn't real time. Then it hits me. I have a real time tool. I've been playing with it for weeks. GNU Radio. Surely it has a spectrum display. And indeed it does. Several. So, I already have a tool, purpose-built for processing signals, that can do all the things I'm looking for and some I've not yet imagined. Before I proceed, I'll remind you that we're in the middle of the Bald Yak Project, so named because by the time we're done, there won't be much hair left, if any. In case you're unfamiliar, the Bald Yak Project aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU Radio. So, boldly clicking about, I set on the notion of making a block called Phosphor work. Depending on which description you use, it's an open-source GPU-accelerated FFT and waterfall display tool. What that means is that it uses a graphics processor to do the heavy lifting and has the ability to show signal levels across frequencies and on a waterfall display. Apparently, it's a block for RTSA-like spectrum visualization. I'm fairly sure that doesn't mean Railway Technical Society of Australasia or has any relationship with reverse total shoulder arthroplasty or the Road Transport and Safety Agency of Zambia. I'll admit that I didn't see the GPU part of that description until several days later. Had I seen it at the time, I would likely have carefully backed away and shelved the idea, but that's all water under the bridge. To cut to the chase, I've yet to make this show a single pixel. I smelled trouble for the first time when I discovered a post asking if anyone had gotten this to work on a current release of Debian. I came across a lovely post by what appears to be the author helping some hapless user, and I'll confess that's the camp I'm currently in, to make it work. I have no doubt that I can make it work, but that's going to take some effort. Now, at this point, you might ask me why I wasted your time with this tale of woe. Well, the answer is simple. This is what yak shaving looks like. You solve 1,000 little problems one at a time, and if you manage to keep track of what you're doing and why, you can get stuff done. This applies here, but it also applies in your life, in radio, in antenna building, in making a contact, in participating in a contest, in activating a park. Each activity reveals myriad issues that you'll each need to resolve. The more practice you have at this, the better you'll get. I will point out that for me, it's not without stress. When I go through intractable problems, I'm often as grumpy as a bear with a sore tooth, whilst my brain is running like a hamster in a wheel generating kilowatts of power. This, too, shall pass. Oh, because I know it's bothering you, RTSA, Real-Time Spectrum Analyzer. Obvious, right? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
News West Burps, recorded 17th of February 2025. This is Mac, VK6 Mike again. Anyone who has listened to News West more than three times recently, either accidentally or otherwise, may have noticed that occasionally an item or three is repeated. Even the item suggesting you should consider contributing falls into this category. I give credit to Bob, though. He does rearrange his words when he comments. Just over 3 years ago, I ventured into the experience of writing a script and then speaking into a microphone. Speaking into a microphone? Such trepidation. With Bob's help, we eventually settled upon the best compromise selection of microphone, position, and room acoustics. Downloading Audacity was a breeze. Using it is a bit of fun. No one reads instructions before trying something new, do they? Half the fun is in the adventure of discovering things for yourself and experimenting to see what happens. However, remember, pan, pan, pan means read the instructions. And mayday, mayday, mayday means contact Bob for help. I discovered by myself that the best way of handling a mumble or sneeze, etc., is to keep recording and just start reading again a bit further back in the script, for example, at the beginning of the sentence, and erase all those gloops and other extraneous noises afterwards. Bob was right again. Unfortunately, editing requires listening to your own voice being played back. A most horrifying experience. But you will find that if you are stoically persistent with the task in hand, that distraction will gradually fade. As far as the topic is concerned, just pick anything that takes your fancy. It could be a description of what subterfuge you use to gain your operator certificate of proficiency, or whatever it is called these days. If you don't want to reveal your private life experiences, go for something technical, such as how to adjust the back contacts on an early American straight key using metric feeler gauges in a non-temperature controlled environment. Whatever you do, make sure it is as boring as possible so that you're not likely to be asked to provide more. but at least you will be able to righteously claim that you have contributed. I'll turn the volume up on my receiver so that I don't have to hold my breath while waiting to hear your voice. 7-3, whatever that means. Mac.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTube newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, is my name, and standing by with this week's helpline. Today I have the following for you for the 23rd of February 2025. I hope you survived the microburst storm we had the other day and didn't lose any antennas or masts. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case for everyone. Last week's storm resulted in Gary's VK6 Lima X-ray tower section being snapped in half. And if you can help him with a Texas tower aluminium section, I'd be very pleased to hear from you, I'm sure. And also, we have for sale a receiver, an ICOM IC Romeo 100, an IC Romeo 100 receiver. Contact VK6 Tango Hotel Whiskey. And also we have a ICOM 7300 HF 6 meter transceiver with an SP38 external speaker, approximately 1 year old, as a new condition with a box and manual, asking $1,250 for that. That comes from Chris, VK6 India Oscar November. His telephone number 0404 800 446, and his call sign again is VK6 India Oscar November 0404 800 446. And from Tony, VK6 Charlie Victor, we have also an ICOM IC7300HF transceiver as new condition also, asking $1,200 for that. It's $1,200 for an IC7300 transceiver, HF 6 metre. Contact Tony on 0419 961 399, 0419 961 399. And that's all I have for you for this week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. VK6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. 7-3 for me for now. Cheers.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.